In this episode, I want to talk with you about when, in this new school of digital communications, you should flip the script and go old school.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
Hey, what is up? I'm knee deep in the middle of boxes and Todd crap all over the office. We're moving out of our space this week. And well, this is a speech. No, not a speech. Excuse me. This is a week where I get to practice some spiritual maturity. You know, leaving this office is important because, well, my primary job as the CEO is to be a good steward of the investment dollars. And with every employee and every purchase, it needs to pan out, be ROI focused. And me in the office by myself for 3,400 square feet in prime Scottsdale, Arizona real estate isn't the most economical use of our resources. So we're packing up, and the good news is we're packing up when the company's growing like crazy, but everybody's working at home. And my five-year lease just happened to come up, and it was the perfect time, perfect moment to seize it and correct a bad economic decision, or excuse me, what could have been a bad economic decision. As I'm cleaning out my desk, I was confronted with old school meets new school. Now, in this new school, it's all digital communication and everybody's emails and inboxes in every social network or email or even their cell phone and messages, all of that is jammed to the gills. Here's where, if you want to stand out, flipping the script and going old school in this new world's really beneficial. So I've had, when I get cards from people, I do a lot of meetings with people that along the way, you know, I have a meeting, I help them, I teach them how to do something. And when they follow up with a thank you card, handwritten, old school, Todd's grandma loving thank you card, I look at it, I write a nice note, and you know what happens? That thank you card gets put on my desk or on the credenza behind my desk. And as I'm working, I think of that person like a new hire that wrote me a thank you card after a job interview. And for maybe 40 days to 6 months, I can keep that card there and look at it and reminisce and feel good about them and about the conversation we had. And they will get more exposure than any other type of tactic. Let me flip this around. I was talking to a client and I was in a meeting with him and I absolutely loved how that client handled himself in front of his staff. So when we went and had dinner that night, I asked him a couple of leadership questions, just personal things, about what I could do in that scenario where I find myself uncomfortable and how does he get to the point where he's so comfortable, right? And he said he gave me some advice. Now, this is where I flipped the script and went old school in the new school. I wrote him a handheld Todd Grandma loving thank you card. My grandma would have loved this. She lived for moments like this. And in that thank you card, and by the way, I'm walking to the refrigerator, so don't think I'm... And as I sent him that card and shared with him how grateful I am for the time and the guidance and advice that he gave me, I mailed it to him and didn't think anything of it after. Then 4 months later, I'm in San Francisco and I'm doing a project at his company's headquarters. And I see that I see there's a light on in his office. So I kind of do a drive-by to go in and see if I can say hello. And as I turn the corner to look into his office, it's vacant, but right there next to his monitor, his computer monitor, something he's staring at all day, is a Wirebuzz thank you card that I wrote him 4 months before. Prime real estate in front of his eyes, developing a relationship with me. This is the perfect time to go old school in the new school. Seize your moment. You'll claim real estate at somebody's desk.